Parshios, Bamidbar, Naso, and Shavuos. In the beginning of Parshios, Bamidbar, Hashem tells Moshe, Su'u, Es Rosh, Kaladas, B'nei Yisrael, count the Jewish people. And Rashi tells us, what's the significance of counting the Jewish people? Hashem loves us! And because Hashem loves us so much, He's always counting us. And we find this idea, is a sugya in the beginning of Maseches Beitzah, discussing Yoredeya Siman Kuf Yud, something that's always counted has chashivus. It's important. It will not be batel. We have a concept of batel b'shishim, batel b'rov. When something like an egg is always counted, they're always sold by the dozen, it's extra chashiv. That non-kosher egg possibly will never be batel because it's counted and because it's important. Klal Yisrael are always counted, and each and every one of us is super important. The terminology used over here in the beginning of the pasuk, su'u es rosh, pick up the heads, which indicates greatness. Each and every one of us has tremendous potential for greatness, but it can also be understood as off with the head, God forbid. And therefore, it shows us the tremendous potential that each and every one of us have. We have potential to be super great, or God forbid, the opposite. And when counting the Jewish people is discussed, we see the Jews are compared to the stars, which are super great, or God forbid, compared to the dust, where the potential that each and every one of us has is tremendous, the potential for good is tremendous, and God forbid, the opposite is also true. Now, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says, Al tehi boz l'chol adam, which Rav Pam explains, don't look down on any individual. You never know what's hidden inside that person, what greatness is there that you don't know about. Now, I had an idea. Usually, when the Torah says, when the Mishnah says, kol, hakol asuimai, the Gemara always asks, what does the extra word kol come to include? And perhaps, in this Mishnah, don't look down on any individual, kol adam, maybe that refers to ourselves. Not to minimize ourselves and not to sell ourselves short, because each and every one of us has such tremendous potential. Moving on to Parshas Bamidbar, the Jews are encamped around the Mishkan, and we have the Parsha of the Degolim. Each tribe has its own flair. The Medrash tells us the Har Sinai, which we're going to be celebrating in a couple of days on Shavuos, when Hashem came down to give the Torah, Hashem came with 220,000 malachim, angels, all organized according to groups with flags. And the Jews saw those flags at Har Sinai, and they said, we also want flags! What's up with the flags? Why do malachim have flags? And why do the Jewish people so desire the flags that they receive in Parshas Bamidbar? The flag represents the individual unique role that that group of people plays. The country has a flag. Each group of soldiers has a flag. Golani has their flag, and Kfir has their flag, and Sanhedrin have their flags. The Malachim each have their own individual role. They had their flags representing the roles. Klal Yisrael wanted their tafkidim. They wanted roles. They wanted flags representing their role. Yehuda, the leaders. Yisachar, the Steiger Tigers. Zavulun, supporting those that are sitting and learning. Klal Yisrael want the flags. Each and every one of us, we have a communal responsibility. We have a communal tafkid, and that is to be marbe kavod shemayim, to bring about the glory of Hashem in this world. But we can each do that in our own individual way. Some do it through Torah, supporting Torah, learning Torah, chesed, tefillah. Everybody has their own way that they can bring about kavod shemayim. When we move into Parshas Naso, we find 176 psukim, and the 12 nesiim each brings the exact same korban. We have six. It could have said it once. We have 66 extra psukim. Now, there's no extra psukim, no extra words, no extra letters in the Torah. Why do we have 66 psukim telling us that each and every Nasi brought the exact same carbon? And the Ramban gives two beautiful answers. The first one you can look at for homework. The second one, the Ramban says that each Nasi had his own reason for bringing the carbon. Each Ka'ari, you can have to look at the Ramban inside, but each Nasi came to the carbon on his own, and each korban is uniquely suited for his shevet. So it's the exact same korban, but it was individualized because each shevet and each nasi was coming from a different perspective and bringing that korban to show his yearning and his spirituality in his unique role. And it's the same thing with each and every one of us. We individuals, we have to be bringing about kavod shamayim and serve Hashem in our own ways. But even those things that we do the same, it looks the same, we're all putting on the same pair of tefillin, each can be individualized, each one in their own, with their own simcha, and their own yira, and their own ahava, and performing the mitzvahs, each one in their own individual special way. May we be zochet to understand how much Hashem loves us, and appreciate the roles that we have in this world, our great potential, and may we be zochet to use that tremendous potential, laharbos kavod shamayim.